Alan Sherman is with us now. Always fun to catch up with Alan. And Alan, first of all, good morning. Thanks for taking a little time.
Good morning, Mike.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, sir. We are ready to rock.
Horse of the Year coming back for the first time since earning that title, and that has to be very special for you and for your dad.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just been such a great year. I'm just happy that my dad got to, you know, this stage in his career. For him to be able to go through this with this horse is pretty special.
Yeah, your dad's an outstanding guy, a fantastic trainer. I know he's a great dad, and I know you guys have had a lot of fun, you and your brother and your dad, with this horse and your whole family. I mean, it really is nice that this happened to you and your dad, because you guys have been in the business your whole lives, and you love what you do, and you do a great job. So it's nice to see the good guys do well once in a while.
Oh, thank you. It's, you know, like I said, it's just been so much fun this past year. And the ride's not over yet. You know, we're looking for a fun year this year as well. So,
yeah, well, talk to us about the Horse of the Year. Alan, what are you seeing from him over the past several weeks coming into this particular race today?
Oh, man, he is training so good, this horse. He's getting bigger. You know, he's went from a boy to a man, I think, you know, from his 3 to 4 year old year, and he's really getting filled out, and he's just aggressive, and I couldn't ask for him to be doing any better than he is right now.
Alan, when you take a look at your horse California Chrome and also Shared Belief, because there's so much talk about those two horses for obvious reasons. When you have put an eye to Shared Belief, can you draw any comparisons, whether you're talking as far as physically, conformationally, running style, temperament, attitude? Are these horses similar at all, or are these two like polar opposites?
They've got a few similarities. You know, I noticed the Shared Belief. He's a good-looking horse, you know. Feels good. You know, he's not real big. You know, obviously he's a gelding, so he's not quite as stout as Chrome, but he's a good-looking horse. As far as similarities, you know, I've never really spent much time around Shared to Believe, so I really don't know about, you know, his habits and stuff like that. But I think their running styles are similar. They both have tactical speed. Shared to Believe, it looks like he can put him about anywhere he wants, and we can probably do that with Chrome, too.
Alan, we've seen so many top performances from California Chrome, and then after the Triple Crown, he came back at Parks, didn't run real well that day for whatever reason. Maybe it was the track or the ship or whatever it could have been, but it wasn't the California Chrome we were used to seeing. He came back with a bang-up third-place finish in the Breeders' Cup Classic and then that win in the Hollywood Derby before being named Horse of the Year. There, I kind of get the sense from reading in the racing publications and looking at social media that there's still people that aren't sold on California Chrome. What would you say to those people that might still think he has something to prove?
Well, I mean, in my eyes, he's got nothing to prove. You know, everything after the Derby was like a bonus for, you know, he grew up in this business, and the one race you want to win is the Kentucky Derby, and he did that. So, I mean, anything after that was a bonus. You know, it's like anything, you know, baseball teams, football teams, if everyone rooted for the same team, it would be boring, you know. So you need to have people rooting for, you know, other horses.
Yeah, he's a horse, I think, because he's a cowbred like you and I, he doesn't get a lot of respect. but you know, he's really got a lot of talent, and he certainly has captured the hearts and minds of a lot of fans. I know today University of Kentucky plays Florida, and we have a friend of the show that always comes and visits us at Gulfstream, and she's up there for the basketball game, and it's killing her because she said she's going to have to watch California Chrome on her phone from Gainesville, and she's like the biggest fan. She dresses her son up in purple and green, and it's great when people do that, and I think there's a lot of Chromies out there for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I was amazed that when we ran at Del Mar, all the fans that were there supporting him. It was pretty cool.
Alan, I think one of the great things about having California Chrome as the reigning horse of the year, you have to go back 15 years to find the last time that the Derby winner was named Horse of the Year. Go back to Charismatic, and then before that, you go back to horses like Sunday Silence and Spend a Buck. Do you find, is there something extra special about carrying not only Horse of the Year title, but doing it with a Kentucky Derby winner because of the fact that term Kentucky Derby is known to everybody across the country and around the world?
Yeah, you know, he's obviously everybody. The expectations are high always when this horse runs. Just having the Horse of the Year and Kentucky Derby winner does put a little bit of pressure on you, but it's not bad. Like I said, everything after the Derby was a bonus, so we're looking forward to today. This should be a great race.
Alan, we're here at Gulfstream Park where that Eclipse Award was awarded to you for Horse of the Year and three-year-old champion. What was it like for you and your dad sitting at that table to hear California Chrome's name finally announced after all the build-up to that Horse of the Year?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, I was just real happy for Chrome and my dad. My dad put his whole life, and, you know, he puts his time and his money up, and he really deserved it to, you know, like I said, this stage of the game, to finally get a horse like this and to enjoy all the accolades and awards and everything. It's just been really fun to be a part of.
Well, Alan, you've handled everything with absolute class all the way, and I know that you'll do the same thing this year as well, and we look forward to visiting with you several times over the next 11 months or so. And all the best this afternoon in the San Antonio, and all the best moving forward here in 2015. Say hi to your dad for me, and give Jasper a hug, will you?
I will do, Mike. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.